Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. How may I help you?
Yes, we have talked to you about fraudulent charges, and they keep happening. We actually got two reimbursements, and then the next day, actually later in the same day, there was another charge, which we aren't buying anything from you. So we need to have that all given back.
I got you. So if I heard you correctly, basically you're saying that you are refunded and then those same charges were attributed to the account again that wasn't refunded.
We had two $24.98 reimbursed on the 14th, and then also on the 14th, another $49.97 charge,
Gotcha.
which caused our bank to give us an overdraft fee.
That is unfortunate. I get that now. Can we start by you providing me with that zip code?
90041.
Thank you. All right. And for security purposes, can you verify that name and address that's appearing on the account?
It's Jeffrey, Jeffrey Daniel.
Ma'am. And can you verify that Los Angeles address for me for security
1875
purposes?
1875 Oak Tree Drive, 1875 was the number.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And I just run this by you, then you could tell me like what you think that this was made on the 7th of November. The $7.45 was for that Wi-Fi booster. That Wi-Fi booster is a welcoming gift from our factory.
That was the one thing
online.
Yeah, that was the one thing we did buy. Yeah.
Right. The $49.97, that's that membership fee. Once you guys get those products from that factory direct store, you become members of that site. And that's why you were billed at $49.97, which it was stated at the sign up sheet when you got these.
We never wanted that. I don't know where that came from, and it just came.
And you said that you're supposed to be refunded also, didn't it? Because I'll be giving you what's on the sheet, and then, like you already had told me, that you previously called in, right?
Yeah, we called it in, and then we got charged again. So we got two reimbursements on the 14th for $24.98, and then we got a charge on the 14th. For
$49.97. I got you. Hold on 1 second for me, ma'am. And then it says that you accepted a 50% refund, and this was on the 12th of January. It was a 50% refund attributed to the account.
Okay, and that would be the $224.98, I think. On the 14th.
On the 14th, I can see 20. Yes, ma'am, it was refunded. Yes, ma'am. That's it, the $224.98 charges. Yes, ma'am.
And then there was another charge on the 14th. Which is the same day.
This the thing. The last bill that the system billed you for was on the 12th. And you got the account closed on the 14th, and it was refunded on the 12th. And it hasn't been a bill attributed to the account. Ms. Daniels.
No. It was charged. Okay, our bank shows the refunds were on the 14th. That's when our bank shows them, and the bank shows that there was another charge on the 14th for $49.97.
Can I tell you what it is? This
Please.
What it is.
Yeah.
It's just different days. The day that it's clearing on here, it's clearing a day later. They're the same charges. They're the same charges.
We were refunded, and then we were charged again. So there's a minus 49, and there's the two 24s which went into the account. So if they're the same charges, they cancel each other out.
If it was a 50% applied, then that's what it is. It won't be that full amount. It'll be both of those, half of those amounts. So it was a 25, 50% added to that $49.97. and 50% added to that other $49.97, that's how you receive two refunds of $24.98 on both of those charges.
How is it we're getting two refunds on the 14th and also a charge on the 14th?
It's not any charges.
I can give you the number.
I got you. Hold on one second. I'm going to speak with my boss later real quick. Hold on one second for me, please, Miss Dane. I ain't tight now. So, Ms. Daniel, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying that you was refunded one of those charges, and then you was billed again after you received that refund, right?
Yeah.
All right. And see, that's what I was trying to tell you. On the account, it's not even another billing. You haven't got a fresh bill. See, that's what's going on.
Okay. So, I'm looking back on the 9th. Let's see. You say it was the 7th of November is 7:45, and then on the 11th it's 49.97, and then so it's happening around the 14th. Okay, so then on the 14th of December it's another 49.97. Okay, and then. So I'm going back up to look here, and then okay, on the 14th, there's two half billings, half 24.98. There's two of those. But then on the 14th, which is the 12th, it says 112 was the purchase, is 49.97. So we got two of those half back, but then there's another charge.
Hold on one second now.
So we're still, that shouldn't have been happening.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Daniels,
yes.
I just spoke with my supervisor, and the reason that you're seeing it is if they're just pending, but it's no new charges put forth to the account. She said you got to give it like 2 days for it to clear, and then you'll see those refunds that the account was refunded.
Well, I see the refunds. There's two refunds, but now there's a third charge, which if you're only giving us back half, that's still going to charge us, and it should not have charged.
So
it's the same day as the refunds, and there's another charge. So we've had three charges and two refunds.
All right, because I'm trying to see, are you trying to, you're saying you want that other 50%?
No, I want the $49.97 back. That should not have happened.
All right.
That should be canceled out.
Hold on one second.
A full refund on that one.
All right. Give me one second, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. When I went in, it did tell me that I can get you 35% of that $49.97.
This charge happened on the same day as we were being refunded, which means canceled, right? We're being canceled on that program.
Yes, ma'am, you were canceled.
I'm just seeing my bank account. I'm seeing my bank account with money taken out of it.
Right. And you just seeing the charges a little later than what they are appearing. You haven't been, like,
No. There have been three charges and two refunds and then another charge. The third charge came up after the refunds, which should not have happened. That should be canceled.
All right, and I may be able to go in and use my courtesy code, and that's what I was saying. I can get you 35% of that $49.97.
Why can't you get me the whole thing? That shouldn't have happened. We already canceled.
Man, that's not a problem. Guess what I have to do? I have to transfer you to someone that has more power than me. I can't guarantee you what they will do, but they will be able to speak with you and probably give you more in-depth to what's going on with the account, ma'am. So if you could bear
with
me.
This was charged again after it was canceled. That's a clear-cut thing. Give us the money back.
I got you, ma'am. Yeah. I got you. Because sometimes the charges, they say a day later, but they really be the same charge.
It was all done on the 12th. Okay, the bank recognized it on the 14th. It was all done on the 12th.
Right, and the bank recognized it 2 days later. That's what she was saying. It'll take 2 days for it to clear. But I'll connect you to someone that has more experience than me, and maybe they'll probably be able to help you out a little bit more. So give
Thank
me
you.
1 second. Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please.
But if they're refunding and charging on the same day, there's no deal there.
Hold on 1 second, ma'am. I'm transferring you now.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Not a problem. And hopefully they'll be able to answer those questions better for you, ma'am. So give me 1 second, please. I thank you for calling customer support. Just hang tight for me, ma'am.